found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Max and friends, and a happy 4th of July, everybody. We in the studio. In the studio. Malik, pull up your mic.
Hey, what's up? It's Malik So Chic here.
Everyone, I got Malik So Chic as my co-host tonight, because tonight is the 4th of July, and we in the studio. Why are we in the studio, Malik?
Because Spongetta is here.
Spongetta is from America's Got Talent. Tell everyone about Spongetta.
I'm so excited. Spongetta was on America's Got Talent like a week ago, and she has this amazing song called In the Studio, and she's become a YouTube sensation. She's a superstar now.
Over 600,000 hits.
She's so amazing. And the great thing about it is that
so, Malik, let me tell you.
Yeah.
No, she didn't get what?
Well, she didn't get picked up, but she's still super, you know, she didn't make it to Vegas.
But that's all right, because she's going to be here in a bit. She's going to be here in a bit. But Malik, we got to talk about some hot topics of the week. There's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Always not what I'm talking about. Oh, first of all, I promised Joan Rivers I would give her a shout out. So Joan Rivers right now, you got to go see the movie A Piece of Work if you haven't seen it already. Fantastic movie about Joan Rivers. It's like a biography. And she's right now at the White House. On the White House lawn, excuse me, because she probably couldn't make it into the White House. Kidding. White House lawn, enjoying the fireworks, doing her thing, being an American. Today's a good day to be an American. We got our freedom.
Yeah, totally. I just picked out on some ribs and chicken.
Oh, so did I. We had a good barbecue. But speaking of freedom and how she got hers back, you heard about Paris Hilton, man.
Yeah.
What?
She was smoking weed or allegedly.
Allegedly. We got to be like Wendy. Allegedly. And in South Africa. And not allegedly, but the charges got dropped, so Paris Hilton is free. I wonder who she was smoking with.
Yeah, money,
right. I want to know who she was smoking with. That's what's up. But, all right. So moving on. Hot topics. Allegedly, we got to talk about this too. Oh, Mel Gibson, Malik, before the show, you and I spoke real quick. What happened with Mel Gibson?
Well, Mel Gibson has been going on rant ever since he broke up with his girlfriend. I forgot her name, but his most recent girlfriend. And he allegedly said that she looks like a whore and that he hopes she gets raped by a pack of N-words.
Now,
AKA black guys.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, they have put him on camera saying that.
Well, you know what? I think the money got to his head because he just sold his house in Greenwich, Connecticut for about $25 million or something like that.
Nice.
He's gone crazy, but allegedly he's gone crazy.
Yeah.
But
allegedly.
You know what? You know, my girl Jessica Simpson, what do you think about Jessica?
I like her. She gets a bad rap, but she's really smart. Businesswoman. I think she's great. She has a new boyfriend, right?
She's dating. She's got an ex San Francisco 49ers tight end. Look at her with the tight ends.
Yeah, good for her.
According to TMZ, okay, homegirl's got a new man, a real tight end. That's what they're saying. Okay, and his name is Eric Johnson. They look cute together. Maybe they need to get up in the studio. Get up in the studio and have a baby, right?
Yeah, it's about time for her to settle down. You know, she's kind of like Jennifer Aniston, like really hot girl, sweet girl, who seems really nice, but just can't find a man. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
These guys,
but
you know,
she's got a tight end now, so that's what's up. But you know what I heard? Did you hear this? Okay, Tiger Woods. We all know Tiger Woods and his, you know, talk about freedom and all the things he got. Tiger Woods, soon to be ex-wife. I can't even say her name. Ellen, what is it?
Elin.
Eileen.
Elin.
Eileen. What's her last name?
Elin Nordstrom, the company.
Exactly. You know that she's allegedly going to get $1 million, but she's got to shut the fuck up until she gets that money?
$100 million.
Anything. Yup. They've reported that homegirl's going to get about $100 million, but she cannot say one word. Not one word.
Well, that's pimp juice. That's what you call pimp juice. I mean, but she wanted $750 million, and I think that that's ridiculous. You know, the fact that she even asked for that's ridiculous. So good for Tiger, you know?
I
that's
say so, too. You know what I mean?
That's like a hamburger for him.
That's a happy meal for him. That's the dollar menu for him.
Yeah.
That's the speaking of the dollar menu, there is nothing better than McDonald's dollar menu. You got to get, you know, you can get an 8-piece for $2 instead of $4.99. I love my McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Yeah. I'm talking about dollar menu. I'm on a new diet now.
You're on a new diet. Now, everyone, y'all know Malik Soshik because people all know Malik Soshik from the show. Remember, he's in high society. But now Malik Soshik, now you're in FIT doing your thing. Do you love it?
Well, yeah, I'm taking some classes this summer at the Fashion Institute. So I want to launch my shoe line, and I need to, you know, I don't want to do it like most people just do it and they don't have anything to do with it. I want to actually be hands-on and work on it myself. So taking some classes now, so I've been kind of laying low. I'm still doing my parties, you know, on Wednesday nights at Carnival in New York City, and it's still super fun. So that's going on as well. And I'm just, you know, I'm thinking about moving, actually, Max. I'm thinking about moving to L.A. soon. You know,
well,
I don't know.
All right. If you move out, you know, L.A., L.A. Talk Radio, that's where we are. So I don't know. Would you like L.A., Malik?
I love L.A. Every time I go to L.A., they show me so much love, you know. It's just, I just don't know about driving around, you know. That's the only thing, because I don't have a license.
Well, then you just have to get a driver, high society.
Right, exactly.
But you know what? Speaking of drivers, there was a photo taken in the car of Lindsay Lohan and her new girlfriend. Did you hear about this?
I did kind of hear about this. But the thing is, Lindsay Lohan has a new girlfriend every week.
All right, but this one is Ronan. Check out this, Ronan. This is good. Ronan, she's a former Israeli Defense Force. She's from the Israeli Defense Force. So that's pretty cool. Ronan, pull up your mic real quick. What do you got to say about the Israeli Defense Force?
Well, of course, I'm biased, and I've been serving in the IDF, so they're the best, of course. You know,
well,
small
this new girl, her name is Ilat, I don't know how to pronounce it, Anshel. And she's from a former Israeli Defense Force girl, and she's dating Lindsay now.
Okay.
What would they think about that in Israel?
Okay, tell you a little secret. Since everybody goes to the army, Israeli army, at age 18, I mean, it doesn't mean she was, you know, she was in the fighting forces or anything. She could be in a, you know, serving somewhere as just
serving
a secretary.
Chicken or fish, right?
Exactly, exactly. And they tell you, and they tell you she's been to the army, but I don't know her. Is she
all
hot?
All right, so I don't know, but you know what? With Lindsay Lohan, if she's gonna stick with her, we're gonna all know about her in just a couple of days.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. Y'all, your Israeli force is pulling out the new girls. All right, so there you go. We got some tidbits for you on Max and Friends tonight on LA Talk Radio. We got Spongetta coming up. We've got Josh Manning coming up. Imagine getting a BMW motorcycle and being able to ride all across Europe for free. That's what's up, right, Malik?
That is amazing.
That's hot. And also, I've got to tell you all, my girl, oh, there goes my T-Mobile sidekick because people want to know what's going on. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. And I got to tell you, Tamara Bowman, my co-host, she's not here tonight because today's her wedding. So happy, happy, happy wedding to you, Tamara Bowman. Last week, y'all, last week, I don't know what the hell was going on up in the studio, but I had a terrorist attack. The terrorists took over my computer. They took over the studio, and we just had no show. We had to do a replay, so I have to apologize to my guest of last week, Paul Sterling, who was going to be on. That was going to be Intimacy Before the Bedroom. That's going to be a good show. But he's coming on again, so we'll let y'all know when that happens. But we got Spongetta. I am so – Malik, I think, is happier than I am that Spongetta's coming on.
I'm so excited about Spongetta.
Oh, my God.
I cannot stand it. Like, I'm obsessed. Like, I want her to, like, I want her to come to New York and perform at, like, one of my events. Or, I don't know, fly her. Like, I might fly her here for my birthday or something. I don't know.
Right? But you know what? So she's going to come on in a bit. But before she comes on, I got some breaking news, everybody. And it's internal breaking news for LA Talk Radio. We have our apps now on iPhones. So you know what? If you have an iPhone, just type in LA Talk Radio, download it for free, and you can stream our shows live as they go. Speaking of shows, my show, I'm here like two-something years now. 2.5 years, I'm loving it. And it's been a lot of fun, so I got to thank you all for that, because you know what's up. Without y'all, I wouldn't be here. And I've got to say thank you to Delta.com. Flights are on sale right now at Delta.com. That's the way I travel if I'm not on a private jet. If we go private, we go Blue Star. But until Blue Star, we go Delta. Delta.com is the way to fly, and I love Delta. So happy 4th of July, Delta. The best thing to do, people, I'll give you another secret. Book a flight wherever you go. Book a flight returning on July 4th so you can fly over New York. You can see all the fireworks from the sky, plan it out, figure it out, and do your thing. But, yeah, Delta.com. Now, we got to play a song for America. I've got coming up next week, Phoenix Stone. Y'all know Phoenix Stone. Why? Because Phoenix Stone, like, he's the one that put together with Cybill Hall, Stone Hall Productions. They put together Varsity Fan Club. They put together a whole bunch of kids, some great bands. But Phoenix Stone, he came out with a great song called Proud to Be Born Again American. Now, we just so happen to have a snippet of it. Snippets are the way to go now because you don't want people, you know, to steal your shit, apparently, allegedly. But I say, you know what, give us all your music here because you get free airtime. And what better way to get free airtime than on Max and Friends? Happy 4th of July. How you doing? So, you know what, Ronan? Oh, hold on. Was there something else we needed to talk about, Malik? There's so much going on, but I think we covered pretty much everything.
I think that was pretty much it, yeah.
All right. So, you know what? Let's get my favorite new song for this country. Aren't you happy to be in America, Malik? I mean, seriously.
I am so happy. Happy 4th of July, everybody. You know, we can do whatever the hell we want to.
Whenever.
And, you know, just party.
Right?
Have fun.
And
do
exactly
it.
That's what we're going to do. So, you know what? Tonight, I'm proud to be an American. And I know that, you know, Phoenix Stone, go to iTunes, download the song Proud to Be Born Again American. He's giving all the proceeds to the American veterans. So not only is he giving back, but he's also putting out a great song. He'll be on next Sunday. Here's a snippet of Proud to Be Born Again American. Bye. Phoenix Stone.
Living through the channel late one Sunday night, set a bomb went off in the Middle East. 30 lost their lives. It's more of the same these days. Bad news is all around. Foreclosures, war, and disbelief are all we ever hear about. And I don't wanna go to the mailbox, cause the bills are piling up while they're bailing out the rich man. I still got it tough, and I keep hearing all these speeches about hope and change. But I think it's time, here and now, to renew my faith. I'm a born again American, no place I'd rather be. I'm thankful for the freedom this country gave to me. So I'll stand up and be counted and vote for what is right. And I'd rather see the world at peace, but I'm not afraid to fight. Oh, I'm proud to be born again. I work hard for every dollar, that's what I learned from Dad. But he got laid off and lost his home. Things never been so bad. And they're shutting down our factories that made this country great, sending all our jobs overseas. Let's keep them here in the USA, cause I'm sick of hearing politicians say that it's someone else's fault. That's why they blame the left and blame the right. We all bear the cost, so it's time to raise our voice.
am thankful for the freedom this country gave to me. That was Phoenix Stone, everybody. Proud to be born again American. Yes, Phoenix Stone, you do your thing. Check it out on iTunes, everyone. Download it, buy it, because the money goes to American veterans. Malik Soshik is my co-host tonight on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. What's up, Malik Soshik?
Hey, what's up, Mac? What's going on?
I'm catching my breath while I'm eating a Twizzlers and drinking my water. Oh, my God. Tonight we up in the studio, Malik. You know what I'm talking about. And there is better place to be than up in the studio. Because you know who we got? Malik, who do we got on tonight?
Spongetta Paris from America's Got Talent.
We do. And you know what? Spongetta, pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, Spongetta. What's up?
Nothing much. Just being up in my studio.
Yep, we are up in the studio.
All right.
Now, let me just tell you, Spongetta, that line, you know, just like how he said, it's a song that I won't be able to get out of my mind for a very long time. It is so true. You have, like, hit something. I've got everyone from my 9-year-old niece to my 84-year-old grandmother singing up in the studio. You put those words together, and everybody's like, in the studio, in the studio. Malik is like, Malik, tell her what you think about the song.
Spongetta, I love the song so much. Like, I was playing it all over my YouTube. And, you know, I'm an event planner here in New York. So I sent it out to all the DJs that work for me. And, you know, they love it. Everybody just loves it, you know? Everybody just really loves it. So it's awesome.
Well, I'm glad y'all love it. I want y'all to keep on loving it. I don't want you to ever get out your head.
Well, you know what? That's a song we're definitely not going to get out of our head. Now, Spongetta, what made you, like, write in the studio? I mean, it's such a simple phrase, and yet everybody's always in the studio, whether they're in the recording studio, in the radio studio, wherever studio you are, art studio, photography studio. And here you do. You put together in the studio. What made you do it?
Well, I was just sitting there thinking to myself one day because, you know, recording and wanting a record deal is something I've been wanting since the age of 11, so I was listening to a beat one day, and then I just heard something within the music, and I would start singing. I was like, okay, studio. I'll be in my studio. Then I just started just laying down some lyrics with it, and I started playing it, and I just started singing. I was just like, yeah, I like this song. I think it's going to be a hit.
Well, there you go. So you were just inspired by those simple words in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you, I don't know if you know this or not, but you probably do, but you have over 630,000 hits on YouTube.
Wow.
Did you know that's how many hits you have? And probably like over 700,000 if you really look at all the other ones.
Yeah, I knew that. I kind of like keep up with those type of things, you know. I've been checking out YouTube and looking at all those parodies and remixes and stuff.
People are copying you.
Yeah, they are, and it's kind of funny in a way.
Well, let me tell you, there's a quote that says, imitation is the ultimate form of flattery. So it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I got to let my listeners know, Sharon Osbourne said that you have a great personality and that you're very likable. Obviously, it's true because here you are on the show. We reached out to you. You were more than gracious to accept the offer to come on, and I'm so thankful for that. And I know Malik is thankful too, right, Malik?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So excited.
Now, Malik, I know you had a question for Spongetta.
I have so many questions. The first question is, okay, so, like, you know, how has your life changed since you appeared on the show? I mean, you know, you went from, you know, having a regular job in Athens, Georgia, to now becoming this huge phenomenon. I mean, everybody knows your song in America. What's changed? Like, are you, like, a local celebrity now in Athens? Like, around, like, what's the biggest thing that's changed for you?
Well, I've definitely, you know, have seen the other side of what, you know, stardom seemed like, from basically people coming up to me wanting my autograph and want to take a picture with me, people showing up at my job waiting for hours for me to come in so they can just talk to me and meet me. I've been to other places as well. I've been up to Atlanta and different places, and people recognize me there. So, yeah, it's been definitely a different experience, but, you know, I'm loving it all at the same time.
That's awesome.
Now, you know, Nick Cannon said you were a diamond in the rough, and maybe they made a mistake again on America's Got Talent. How was it to jive with Nick Cannon?
Oh, that was real fun, because, you know, with Nick, he's just like one of them real down-to-earth, laid-back type of people. And when I met him, it was just like, it wasn't like the normal, like, star. It was like a normal, everyday type person, because he's just so laid-back and cool.
Yeah, no, he is a cool guy, you know? And, you know, he actually works in New York on 92.3 now. And I was up for that gig, and I'm up for a co-hosting gig with them on CBS Radio. So maybe, you know, we'll be up in the studio together, Nick Cannon and I. But until then, we got Spongetta in the studio. Ronan, I think now's the time to let everyone in America know the song if they don't know it already. Let's play a snippet of Spongetta Parish in the studio on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends. Studio, Malik, where we gonna be with Spongetta in the studio.
I'm over here bouncing, like I'm sitting here like just bouncing to it. I love it.
You know, Spongetta, we've got callers calling in. The number here is 323-203-0815 for all of you who don't know the number at the studio. We in the studio with Spongetta. Spongetta.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. I love the song. Now, Spongetta, what is Spongetta your real name?
It is. It's my real name.
Because everyone's Twittering me asking, is that Spongetta's real name? I said, the only way to find out is to ask her.
Yeah.
So that is your real name. There you go,
it
people.
It is my real name.
Are you single, Spongetta?
No, I'm in a relationship.
Good for you.
Oh, okay. That's great. Good.
Now, Malik and I had a little pre-call. And before we got to the studio. And Malik said, mm-hmm. Do you think Spongetta would sing that live? So, Malik, what do you want to ask Spongetta?
Okay, wait. Now, Spongetta, I was looking on YouTube, and there is this Turtle Wax jingle song that you did. What was that for? That was for a contest, or was it something that you did for a commercial?
Oh, it was for a Turtle Wax contest. It was for a jingle you can win money from.
Did you win?
I don't think so. Nobody never did get back with me, but I heard a lot of feedback on that.
Well, you should have, because that was so hot.
Thank you.
Well, Spongetta, how did it go? Can you sing
it
for us?
What's that?
Can you sing it?
Can you sing
a little bit of it?
Yeah, let me. I want to get the. You want me to sing it with some music or just.
No, it's like regular. You don't need music, girl. Your voice is so good.
All right, thank you. All right. Gotta keep it shining,
you sad turtle wax. Gotta keep it shining, you sad turtle wax. What's that on you? It's that turtle wax.
Just a little bit of that one.
I love it.
Spongetta, I want you to do a song for me. I want you to write an intro for my radio show.
Oh, my God.
I can do.
We be with Spongetta in the studio, everybody. But you know what? In the studio is not Spongetta's only song. And we have another snippet. So, Ronan, why don't we get... Let's see what we got, Spongetta. What do you want to play, Spongetta? You want to play Dead End or Cherry Coffee Shop?
Yeah, I want people to know, all my fans or whatever, I got, you know, different sides of me. I don't just do just one style of music. You know, I do hip-hop, R&B, rock, pop. You know, I do all that. So this next song, Dead End, is kind of like a rock song. Hope all
so
enjoy.
You know what, Cronin? Let's get Dead End up on Max and Friends
all right.
on LA Radio. Dead End by Spongetta Parish. Dead End by Spongetta Parish on Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Let freedom reign. I am your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host, Malik Soshik, and Spongetta Parish. We're in the studio. But you know what? We got a caller up in the studio. So, Ronan, let our caller come through. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Oh, my goodness. My name is Beverly. I'm calling to talk to Spongetta.
Well, hi, Beverly. Spongetta, say hi to Beverly.
How you doing, Beverly?
Hi, Spongetta. How are you tonight? Oh, my goodness. I am your biggest fan, Spongetta.
Well, that's nice to hear.
And what makes you her biggest fan?
Oh, my goodness. Like, she is just my inspiration. Like, well, I just want to know, Spongetta, how long you stay in the studio for?
I stay in there until I get it right for hours.
But why? Why'd you just left us hanging? You just, all the song said was in the studio. What else you do?
Oh, what's about the rest of the lyrics of that song?
Yeah, there ain't nothing left.
You got to go on YouTube, baby.
It's some more to it. If you go to YouTube and you can pull me up and then you can see the rest of the, you know, performance or whatever, and you can hear the rest of my lyrics in the studio.
Oh, my God. I love you, Spongetta.
Well, thank you so much, Beverly, for calling. You have a good night and happy 4th of July. And if she inspires you to go in the studio, then that's what you need to do. Have a good night.
I'm going to the studio.
Thank
they
you,
love
Ronan,
it. That's
for
hot.
Hanging up. Now, do you get this all the time, Spongetta, since being on the show?
Oh, my God, yes. I have a Stay Down page set up. And people can leave me messages, and sometimes I have it, you know, turned on for a certain period of time. People can call live, and I have so many messages and so many people that, you know, they'll call and they'll talk to me and they'll tell me how they feel. It's been crazy. Ever since my appearance on AGT, it's been crazy.
Well, there you go. It has been crazy. And, you know, people are asking if they can get studio as a ringtone. So can they? Not yet.
Now, I've heard a few people, somehow or another, they end up doing it as a ringtone. I guess just based on just going to YouTube and just recording it, a few people did tell me that they turned studio into a ringtone.
Well, you need to get some money for that, so we got
to
figure out how we
get paid, girl.
You know what I'm talking about. But
I
now,
know that's
Spongetta,
right.
You're a lot of fun. Just like Sharon Osbourne says, you are very likable. People do love you. You do have a great personality. But in reality, you really do want a record deal.
Yes. That's something I've been wanting for a long time.
Well, I've got to tell you something that the King of Uganda once told me. And what you're looking for is looking for you.
Okay.
So keep
like
that. Keep going and knowing that what you're looking for is ultimately looking for you.
Okay.
All right, Spongetta. Well,
all
Malik,
right.
Do you have any other questions for Spongetta? Because we've got to go on
with
the show.
Well, I mean, you know, about the record deal, like, have you gotten any calls from anyone or, like, what's your next step? Like, what's the next thing you're going to do? Like, are you going to stay in Athens or are you going to move to, like, New York and, like, you know, take it further? Or, you know, like, what's your next plan?
Well, I'm just gonna stay where I'm located at, and I'm just gonna keep on pursuing my career and going places and trying out for things and auditioning, basically mm-hmm. until I get what I want.
Yeah, well, you're gonna get it. Don't worry about that. So that's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know what? Let's take one more call. Caller, can we get them on? Hi, caller. You're on Max and Friends on LA Talk.
Hi, we love Spongetta.
Hello.
I love you too.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Jada and Lily.
Hey, this is my niece calling, Spongetta. Hi, Lily.
Hi.
Cool.
Lily, say hi to Spongetta because Lily, how does Spongetta's song go? Sing it, baby.
You got picked up.
How does the song go, Lily?
How does the song go, girl? We're going to studio.
Aww.
In the studio.
I'll be in the studio. We love you.
All
right. That sounds pretty good.
My niece is 9 years old. Thank you, Lily. Happy 4th of July, my love. Talk to you later, Lil. Bye. Let me tell you, Spongetta, my niece, ever since I sent her mother the whole video on Facebook, my niece has been calling me singing in this, just like that. She blows out my phone.
Well, I'm glad everybody liked that song.
How cute is that? 9-year-olds are singing it.
Yeah, that is cute. I actually had a 5-year-old come into my job and then was singing and dancing. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, you know what, Spongetta? I am so happy to have you on here tonight on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. My co-host, Malik Soshik. Y'all know him, everyone. Malik, what did you got to tell Spongetta before we let her go? Malik is speechless.
I'm speechless. I'm so happy that...
Let me tell you something, Spongetta.
Like,
Spongetta.
I'm like your biggest fan, too. And, like, I'm so
when I said Malik, do you want to co-host tonight? You know what he said? He said, I'm so nervous. I don't know what to do. I'm her biggest fan.
Oh, my God.
So you got fans all over the world. And you know what?
You have fans all over the world. And you have, like, all types of fans. So, yeah. No, that's good.
Now, do you have a MySpace page?
I do have a MySpace page, but everything is not perfected on it like I want to. But, yeah, I do have
a
MySpace page.
And you're on
Facebook.
You're everywhere. Everyone knows
Spongetta. Yeah, and of course I'm on Facebook.
Yup, Spongetta Parrish on Facebook. Spongetta, thank you so much for being on my show, Max and Friends, on LA Talk Radio tonight. It's been a real pleasure having you on. Keep doing what you're doing, and remember, what you're looking for is looking for you.
All right, thank you.
Have a blessed night. I'm going to call
Spongetta.
You out on the show, all right, Spongetta?
All right.
Talk to you later, baby.
Have
good night.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Everyone, that was Spongetta Parrish. She's up in the studio on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, and the reason why we're here is because of one vodka, a vodka that I've made, and my commercial, which will be played momentarily for Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, is the only vodka to drink on 4th of July. So remember, everyone, if you're drinking tonight, be responsible. If you get drunk, sleep over where you are. You never know, your next lover might be where you stay. So don't drink and drive. Don't fuck it up. And remember, if you get in that car drunk, you might be killing someone's child, parent. It's not the thing to do on 4th of July. We want to celebrate liberty, freedom, and justice for all. And we want you all to be tuning in. So you know what? On that note, let them know, Ronan, what the best vodka to drink on 4th of July is. Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. History repeating itself. Celebrate the classic taste of the original Oscar's Delmonico as a super premium vodka. Cheers and salute. To purchase Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, please visit horseneck.com or dial 203-869-8944. Celebrate responsibly. That is Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. And you know what, everyone? You're listening to... Hit it! This is Max and Friends, and I am your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host, Malik So-Sheik. What's up, Malik?
Hey, what's up? Wasn't that fun with Fun Gutter just now? That was amazing.
How much fun was that, Malik?
Just giggles. I love her. She's so sweet, too, isn't she?
Isn't she so much fun?
She's so fun and so nice, and that's going to take her so far.
You know what? She's just a fun girl. You know what we didn't play? We didn't play her song, Cherry Cough Drop. So why don't we all give you a little bit of what that's all about, Ronan? Pull that up on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Spongetta, Cherry Cough Drop.
Oh, I should be, I want you to be. When I'm not feeling well, I want you to be my cherry cough drop. Baby, you don't stop. When nothing else works at all, go and get yourself some holes. I want you to be, I want you to be, I want you to be my cherry cough drop. I want you to be, I want you to be, I want you to be my cherry cough drop. Baby, don't stop. I need you to be my cherry cough drop. When nothing else works at all, go and get yourself lost. I want you, I want you, I want you.
That was Cherry Cough Drop by Spongetta Parrish on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. You're tuning in tonight on 4th of July. And let me tell you all, I've got the quote of the century for 4th of July. And you know what? There's so much shit going on in this world today. But there was a wise man. His name was Cordell Hull. He was the American U.S. Secretary of State in 1933 to 1945. In 1945, he won the Nobel Peace Prize. Okay. The Nobel Prize for Peace, excuse me, for his part in organizing the United Nations. And he once said, and I quote, "I am certain that however great the hardships and the trials which loom ahead, our America will endure and the cause of human freedom will triumph." And I just believe that so much today because it is 4th of July. And the reason why this country is so great is because we have the freedom to be here, to do what we want, to say what we want. And I know at times it feels like we don't, but you know what, people? Don't be discouraged. We have the power inside of us to have the freedom by living in this country. So do your thing. Be proud to be an American. Don't hate all the politicians. They're doing what they got to do. Don't, you know, just be free. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's go back to like the 60s and let's just be free. Wars happen all the time. Shit happens all the time. But you don't want to live in any other country than America. So, America, happy birthday to you. Malik So-Sheik, my co-host tonight on Max and Friends. What's up, Malik?
Nothing much. I'm so sorry. I'm still thinking about Spongetta. And now that cough drop song is stuck in my head. It's like all her songs get stuck in my head. And now I'm like, Cherry Cough Drop. And I'm like trying to sing it.
Sing it. Sing it. Sing it. Sing it. Sing it. How does it go?
No, like, it goes, well, it goes, Cherry Cough Drop. And that's all I can think about. It's like in the studio, like just other words to it. But all you can remember is in the studio. So catchy.
Wait, do you know that the lyrics are, she's like, even if you come home, there's not going to be a meal for you. So check the microwave because I'll be in the studio.
she says, sorry, I didn't cook you no real meal. I've been in the studio trying to get my record deal.
Good deal. I love
talking about TV dinner.
I just love it. Malik, what other song has made you laugh so much like that or just enjoyed a song? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since I, you know, laughed like that, you know? I love this Lady Gaga song that I never heard until I just heard yesterday, and it's a Christmas song that she did, and it's like, I don't know, it's some Lady Gaga Christmas song that I heard yesterday for the first time, God. And that was funny.
No, well, what, everyone, it's easy to find Spongetta. She spells her name, sorry, Jackie, but she spells it Sponjetta. So Spongetta Parish, she's on Facebook, she's on YouTube. Find her there if you don't know her. Befriend her on Facebook. She's a fun girl. I got to say thank you to Mike Roger. Mike Roger, y'all know I've had him on my show before. I don't know, and I haven't had him on my show before. But he has a great webpage, everyone. So I want you to go to mylifeinthecity.com. Mike Roger, thank you so much for introducing me to Spongetta. And, of course, go check out his website, mylifeinthecity.com. And it's a cool website. So, Malik, speaking of cool websites, do you have any, like, favorite websites?
My favorite website – here's another hot topic that we didn't talk about before because I just thought about it when you mentioned the website. But Gawker is a great website. Most people know Gawker.com. And it's a blog about gossip and celebrities and other stuff like that, if you don't know. But they outed Anderson Cooper this week. Now, everybody knows that Anderson Cooper is allegedly, you know, gay, but he didn't talk about it. Well, they have pictures of him and his boyfriend all over Gawker this week. And they have the whole bio of his boyfriend and his name. I forgot his name. It's like Brian something or starts with a B. Something weird, but anyway, so that's a little bit of scandal that happened.
Look at you getting all the scandals. But you know what?
And
tell me, Malik.
And allegedly, well, this isn't alleged. Factually, I've seen Anderson Cooper and this guy that they claim is his boyfriend together on a regular basis at David Barton Gym in New York. So, I mean,
allegedly. But I got a little bit of gossip for you. Allegedly. Whatever. Years ago, I had a phone call from a newspaper, and they said some bullshit about me. Malik, if anyone knows the bullshit that's written about us in papers, it's you. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It just does my head in. Because, you know, it's like they think they know the truth, but they don't. Some reporter called me and said, are you dating Anderson Cooper? We saw you at a restaurant with him the other night. I said, unless Anderson Cooper looks like a 6'1" blonde woman, that's my Aunt Patricia, no. I mean, like, where did they come up with their stuff?
I don't know. I mean, I think that they just make it up, but I don't think that this one is made up. I mean, this, put it like this. Like, I know for a fact that they're friends. Whether or not they have a sexual relationship is nobody's business besides theirs, but I know that the guy is a friend of his, and the guy happens to be gay. So, whatever.
All right, whatever. You know what? Being gay is not even a big thing anymore in this
country. Who cares? Everybody's gay. Whatever.
Right. You know what? The Catholic Church is a bigger scandal than being gay these days.
Yeah, who cares? Anyway.
So I got to do some shout-outs. I have to say hi to Steve, Beverly, Emily, Audra, Nikki, Lily, everyone, Jada. Thank you all for listening, for calling in, to speaking to Spongetta. I'm trying to find – we have another guest, Josh Manning, but I guess he's on that BMW motorcycle going around doing his thing. But he was supposed to be on tonight, but you know what? It's 4th of July, so we'll let this one slide. You know what? Yeah. So I've got a new co-host, too, that we're going to be adding to the show. And her name is Avery, and she's from Canada. And she will be co-hosting with me next week with our guest, Phoenix Stone. So we're going to play more of Phoenix music. Go to Phoenix Stone, and you can find them all on Facebook, too. So hit them up there. Malik Soshik, you're also on Facebook, aren't you?
I'm also on Facebook, and I'm also on Twitter. It's twitter.com, MalikSoshik.com.
I'm also on Twitter. Do you find people hit you up on Twitter often? Do you like Twitter?
I love Twitter. I like Twitter more than Facebook now. But the thing is, you know, I don't have enough followers. So I want everybody to follow me. And I try to follow back all my followers, too. And we can catch up that way as well.
I agree. And you can follow me on Twitter, Max Tucci, twitter.com, Max Tucci. You can also check out my website, MaxTucci.com. I promise I will give you more. Malik, there's so much going on. You know, check out everyone, cookingwtl.com. That's the TV show, a cooking show I'm doing with Daryl Dawkins, the NBA basketball star. We're going to do a little shameless plugs right here. Also, check out Max Tucci and Paula Deen on YouTube, because that's my mother and I cooking in the kitchen. My mama looks like Paula Deen, and we just have so much fun in that kitchen. Now, speaking of Avery and my Avery Marjorie Graham, who's going to be, you know, my co-host coming up in the future, she's proud to be a Canadian because today is also like Canadian Day or something like that. I should know these things. And of course, 4th of July. So we look forward to having Avery on. You can tune in to Max and Friends next Sunday to find out who she is and what she's all about. But until then, I'm going to have to wrap up. So Malik, so chic, I'm going to let you go, because I know you got a busy night ahead of you. Or are you chilling tonight?
I'm actually going to, well, I'm still debating. It's still, you know, young. It's 11, well, no, it's like 12 o'clock. So I guess the night's still young. 4th of July, it's, you know, one of the biggest party nights of the year. But I think I might just stay in.
But we have to be in the studio. Studio, up Hello. In the studio. Now, when's your next big party, Malik?
My next big party is this Wednesday at Carnival in New York City at 110 University Place above Baltimore Lane at 10 o'clock. It's the Mandela Porter's Big Top. It's really fun. Come out. We have a fashion show by a child of the Jago from London, so it's going to be fun, and it's free. Excuse me, and it's free.
Now, listen, so real out, quick, guys. Spongetta, you heard the you remember the Dead End song she sang? Didn't she give you a little bit of Grace Jones in there, or was I just like crazy?
Yeah. It was like Grace Jones / Rihanna. I heard some Rihanna too.
Right? It was what's up. But you know what? Malik Soshik, I'm sure that we're going to see Spongetta at one of your parties real soon. So you know what?
Oh my God.
I think it's going to happen, Malik. Come on.
I want that to happen. Like, I want to do a big birthday blowout, invite all my, you know, friends from here in New York and do a big red carpet party, and maybe she'll do a concert. You never know.
There you go. Well, you know
like,
what, Malik Soshik? I
would love to fly her here.
I think it's going to happen. And if you fly her on Delta.com. Flights are on sale. They go right from Atlanta to New York. That's their hub. So anyway, Malik Soshik, have a wonderful night.
All right.
I'm going to come by your party this week for sure. So I'll see you this week. And, you know, whenever you want to co-host, Malik, you're always welcome to.
Oh, thank you. I had so much fun, Max. Thank you so much. I love LA Talk Radio, Max, Sushi and Friends. So chic and so hot. Love it.
All right, Malik. Well, you have a great night. We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, ciao.
Ciao. Bye, later, guys. Malik. That was Malik So Chic. Check him out, everyone, on twitter.com/MalikSoChic. Thanks for being my co-host tonight. It was fun. It's coming to that time where I have to wrap up, everybody. So you know what I wanted to do? Happy 4th of July, everyone. Today is a happy day for everyone. And you know what? Celebrate this country for the freedom that we have, the freedom that we deserve as Americans. And you know what? Just because you can't see the freedom, just like when the sun rises, it shows us everything. And that's like the sun. The sun to me reminds me of freedom. Check out my Facebook page, Max Tucci, because you're going to see my favorite pictures there with my sparklers. But the best picture that I have is me on the Hudson River with the Statue of Liberty right behind me, the woman that I salute for this country. And another woman that I salute is Phoebe Hawkins. But before we salute her, everyone, stay tuned for right after the show. We're going to have CBS News on LA Talk Radio. Don't forget to go to the application on your iPhone and download our new app for LA Talk Radio, because I want you to all hear me. But you know what? Have a wonderful night, everyone. God bless America. And remember that this, what Cordon Hull said, I am certain that however great the hardships and trials which loom ahead, our America will endure and the cause of human freedom will triumph. And you know what? Go to SophieBHawkins.com because she's got the land, the sea, and the sky, and she's donating the money to the oil spill because we need to help that right there. So you know what, everyone? I leave you with our favorite song from Sophie B. Hawkins. As I lay me, no, damn, I wish I was your lover. I'm Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Happy 4th of July, everyone. God bless America. I'm out. Peace. Gotta go. Damn, I wish I was your lover by Sophie B. Hawkins. Good night.